Hey, hello everybody. Welcome to our radio program. So today we have special people that are gonna talk us about different things about Europe. So I hope you enjoyed. And then in the first place we have some fun facts with Paul Sancho. So then, I hope you enjoyed, and then, Paul.
Hi, I'm Paul, and we're going to talk about fun facts.
Yay!
Fun fact number one. Berlin has more bridges than Venice. Berlin owns 960 bridges and 59.8 square kilometers of water consisting of lakes and around 180 kilometers of navigable waterways. Combined with its surrounding state, Brandenburg, it houses Europe's largest inland water network. Fun fact number two. Prison escape is not punishable by law in Germany. German law maintains that it's a basic human instinct to be free and therefore prisons have the right to escape jail. Fun fact number three. Fanta was originated in Germany as a result of the Second World War. Due to a trade embargo that prevented importing Coca-Cola syrup into Germany, the head of Coca-Cola in the country decided to create a domestic product for the market using available leftover products like whey and apple pomace. Fun fact number four. When JFK Kennedy visited Berlin, he infamously said, "Ich bin ein Berliner," which also translates to "I am a jelly donut." Fun fact number five. An estimated 1 in 10 Europeans is conceived in an IKEA bed. IKEA, the world's third largest consumer of wood, is believed responsible for the conception of 1 in 10 Europeans. Fun fact number 6. Netflix isn't available in many European countries. Due to complex international licensing laws, Netflix is forced to use geolocation blocking to make sure that even paid users in many European countries can't access their content with the use of a VPN. Fun fact number 7. Europe's highest toilets sit at an elevation of 4,260 meters. Climbers of Mont Blanc no longer need to think about finding a rock for privacy when they reach the end of their long hike. The downside is that with 30,000 climbers ascending the mountain every year, there might be a queue at the top. Fun fact number 8. Switzerland forbids late night trips to the bathroom. As part of Switzerland anti-noise pollution laws, Switzerland forbids flushing the toilet after 10 p.m. Better not have coffee with your supper. Fun fact number 9. The Sagrada Familia Church in Barcelona is taking longer to build than the pyramids. It was started in 1882, and no, it's not done yet. Fun fact number 10. Bulgaria is the oldest country in Europe and it hasn't changed its name since 681 Annus Domini. Finally, fun fact number 11. Liechtenstein is a very small country. During its last military engagement in 1866, they sent out 80 soldiers and came back with 81. Apparently, they made a friend in Italy.
Okay, thanks, Paul. That was so interesting. So now we have an interview with Maria and Anna. So I hope you enjoy.
Hello, audience. This is the great and coolest interview. I have with me Lea Nottingham, who has a distinguished career both as a pianist and as a music teacher. She's really into the Eurovision contest, which is going to take place on May in Tel Aviv, Israel. She knows a lot of it, and we're going to ask her some questions. Answer, Lea. Why do you know that much about Eurovision?
Well, I have a lot of friends who are organizing the contest. I know that friends since I was at the university, and I help them most times with the music and the staging of the songs. So that's the main reason why I'm really into the Eurovision contest.
That's okay. Do you know some artists that are going to perform on May?
Not really. I don't know them personally, but I know them by their songs.
Like which songs?
For instance, La Venda from a Spanish singer called Miki. Michael Rice with the song Bigger Than Us representing United Kingdom. And I don't know. Zero Gravity by Kate Miller, who is an Australian singer.
And which one is your favorite?
For me, the music with the best message is La Venda because it's very energetic, but also one of my favorites is Bigger Than Us because with that song you really get on with the music and you can enjoy every time the man sings.
As you are saying, you know a lot of different songs. Do you believe that the contest will be quite close?
Absolutely yes. In this year, all the songs that have been presented are pretty good, and the artists too. So, in my opinion, it will be difficult for all the countries to win.
Thank you, Lea, for your kindness.
Thank you too.
And that's all for today in the great and coolest interview. Remember, I'm Maria Antunez, and today we had interviewed Lea. To finish the great and coolest interview, we will set the song of Bigger Than Us, just to see if it deserves one of the highest places in the Eurovision contest.
Okay, so now we have Nuria, that it's gonna talk us about interludes.
Hello to everyone. Today I introduce you a song that has been in the top 10 for a long time. This song is Sweet by Psycho. The song was written by Amax last year, and it was one of her most successful songs. In this song, she talks about a girl who is sweet but at the same time a little bit crazy. Now we will put a piece of the song.
Thank you for listening, and remember, this is Europe FM.